HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So, the last episode for TechCetra this year also happens to be on the last day of the year. So, before I wish you guys a happy new year and sign off for this year, let's quickly recap what happened in tech during 2020 and, of course, how it will impact things going forward. Now, the biggest thing this year, of course, was the fact that there have been so many antitrust cases, and even though tech giants like Facebook, Google, Apple, these guys have done well during the pandemic and made lots of money, governments have also taken notice and realized just how powerful these guys are. In fact, as we speak, Google has 3 antitrust cases that it's facing in US alone. Facebook has a landmark antitrust case being filed by the US government, which wants to break up all of these companies, that is Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. And while Google and Facebook have denied the accusations that have been made towards them, everyone pretty much agrees that the outcome of these cases will define the future of tech. Now, we have precedence for it in a way. About 20 years ago, the US government went after Microsoft in the same way, and that was at the heights of Microsoft's growth. And while the government couldn't break up Microsoft through that case, experts have often said that it made Microsoft a much more careful company. And in fact, because of the rules and regulations that were set through that case, it might have allowed Facebook, Google, and all to surpass Microsoft. Essentially, what people do understand is that while the actual outcome of these cases, the cases that have been filed against Google and Facebook, might take years and years now, every new decision that comes out of them will be defining for the tech industry. Also, the fact that governments are taking notice might make these companies much more careful and perhaps more responsible as well. We'll have to wait and find out. But there is no doubt that 2020 has been the year of antitrust for tech. And speaking of reining in corporates, in India particularly, the government banned a lot of Chinese apps. By now, the number has gone above 200. And some people say that there might be yet another list, given that all of these Chinese instant loan apps have been sort of defrauding users in India. Now, the government has, of course, banned apps like TikTok, Bigo Live, Hello, and so-and-so. And as a result, there have been a lot of Indian apps like Moj, Josh, MX Takata, who have gained from this. But what people found out just about a month or so ago was that the leader in short video was still Snack Video, that is yet another Chinese company. And about a month after that, Snack Video was banned as well. Now again, these bans, when they first happened around the June-July period, many expected them to be worked out within a month or 2 months. But just like the border clashes haven't really ended, and India and China haven't really reached a settlement, the bans haven't been lifted either. In fact, what people used to say was that, of course, this was a geopolitical move. So once things get sorted there, the bans will be revamped as well. But now things have changed. There's a good chance that many of these companies will never come back. That is, even if the Indian government allows them, by the time that allowance comes, it's probably going to be too late for them to do anything big in the market. That probably won't be true for the big brands like TikTok, but some of the smaller apps that were banned, they may have lost their space in India forever. We still don't know when they will come back, and of course there's rumors every day about TikTok coming back in January or February, but that's all they are just rumors. The only concrete thing that we have heard so far is that PUBG Mobile has said that they will make a whole new game for India and call it PUBG Mobile India. And they will set up an office here in India, hire new people. And they thought that this would make the government happy and that the government would allow them. But after that, there have been reports of government also saying that it's not that simple. And just naming a new game PUBG Mobile India and taking away the rights from Tencent may not be enough. In fact, PUBG's parent company Bluehole does have Tencent as a shareholder. So that might always remain a problem. So essentially, we don't know what's happening with the Chinese ban. But what we do know is that it has created a lot of business for a lot of Indian players. And let's hope something good comes out of it, because at the moment, while Indian players have done well, the industry has sort of gone back by a few pieces. Okay, so that was the really serious and policy and that kind of stuff. Let's get to what's happening in gadgets, right? And something really great did happen. Our laptops seem to be changing. Apple made a big move this year. After making its own chips for iPhones and iPads for years, Apple has now decided that it will make its own chips for laptops also. And the new MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and the Mac Mini have M1 chips, which is the new Apple M1 chip. The primary difference here is that the M1 chip is not a traditional PC chip. It is more like the mobile chip, which runs on iPhones and iPads. And while this is not something new, and I have reviewed the new MacBook Pro M1 in a different episode and talked about this processor in a different episode, what we have to look forward to in 2021 is that Apple really proved that this can be done. Microsoft had been trying this for a while. In fact, we've been seeing Windows laptops on mobile chips for over a year now. But Microsoft never could prove to us that Windows would work as well there and that they could actually replace the regular Intel powered laptops or the regular laptops and PCs that we know. Apple proved that that can be done. So now the market is open for the taking. And we're sure that 2021 will just bring more advancements in this area. Of course, adding a mobile chip means that your laptop can now have LTE connectivity, which means that you can literally put in a SIM card inside a laptop or maybe even have eSIM support. You could also have touch screens on this, just like the Surface Pro X has. And of course, battery life is enhanced by a lot. The MacBook Pro M1, for example, is almost double the battery life that you get on the MacBook Pro. So there's a lot to look forward to here. And what I can really say is that if you did have plans to buy a laptop in the new year, you might want to wait a while and watch how things roll out before you make your decision. Because yes, our laptops are changing for sure. And speaking of devices that are changing, what's gonna happen with foldable phones next year? Samsung actually surprised us all, because in a pandemic year, Samsung didn't just keep up its regular supplies, it also came up with two foldable phones, the Galaxy Z Flip and the Galaxy Z Fold 2. And the Z Fold 2 is the one that really surprised all of us, because Samsung had problems with the first fold, while the second one seems much more professional and it seems like Samsung is ready. In fact, we've also seen some leaks and rumors that there is a third version of the fold that Samsung is working on, which has multiple folds. It's a triple folding device. And that seems quite interesting. So I'm really looking forward to foldable phones in 2021 and seeing what happens with them. And I also expect that now that Samsung, Motorola and all have really sort of set the stage for 2 years and made the really expensive phones, brands like Xiaomi should jump in and start bringing costs down. And that is where the market really picks up, and that is where new technology like this is brought to the mainstream and the market starts changing. And of course, for all of us, that means that we can once again go back to really small phones that fit in our pocket, something I've really, really missed ever since smartphones came. Anywho, that was a quick recap of what happened in tech this year. I must have missed something, but we can keep talking about that in the year to come. What we can say is that 2021 will be a big year for tech, be it from a regulation point of view or be it from a new technology point of view. But we'll think about all of that next year. Until then, I do hope all of you guys have a great New Year's Eve and a great year coming forward. Stay safe and remember, 2020 is over, but the pandemic is still on. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.